We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
First of all, I have a friend who's not from America. And so I just texted her something like, could you do this thing for me? That would be clutch. And she texted back, of course. What is clutch? Mm-hmm. And I love her. I love people not from America. It's my favorite.
I notice when I talk to people from traveling, like I do, I'll make friends and then I'll be texting back and forth with them and I'll say something. Yep. Like, oh, they probably don't get that.
Yeah.
Or they'll say something to me and I have no clue.
Yeah. She's from the UK. Like she's speaks English, it's her first language, but like they don't use the same idioms over there that we use over here.
I'm like that with foreigners from not Brooklyn. when I meet people who aren't from my neighborhood or from New York area, they have no clue what I'm saying, no clue. They think that I'm always like in a hurry or rude or in a, like trying to get, and I'm not. I'm just the way I speak.
Mostly rude.
Yeah. Mostly rude.
Right.
For instance, I'm one of those people that doesn't have tolerance for other people's ways of things. Jake just came in and there's this little container here of sprinkles.
Yeah.
And he goes, why is this container of Jimmy's in here? And you would have thought he stabbed my mother.
I had never heard that.
Yeah. I'd never heard that
until
either.
I moved to the East Coast.
They're not Jimmy's. They're sprinkles. You sprinkle them on ice cream.
It's so funny. It angers me the same way it angers Brody when people do that. Or if someone calls a hero a hoagie. Stop it.
That's a regional thing.
Yeah, but at least other people know what a hoagie is, even if you don't call it a hoagie.
People up here don't know what a hoagie
is. Okay, do you know what they call it in Connecticut?
What?
A grinder.
Hoagies and grinder, navy beans, navy beans.
And subs.
I've always called it a sub.
And a po-boy.
Always called it a sub.
I get the sub thing because it looks like a submarine.
Yeah.
But a po-boy is different. A po-boy is like hard bread.
But hoagie.
A hero could be on hard bread.
Yeah.
Just call them what it is. They're heroes.
Call it what it is. The one that I know.
Yeah, the one I know.
Okay, so this is the 15-Minute Morning Show. I'm Bethany. Brody's there.
Hello.
Nate is here. Dina, the makeup artist, is standing in front of Scary.
Dina from Kiss and Makeup.
Yeah, kissandmakeup.com.
You're the best.
You know, back to your thing about different cultures.
Yeah.
I went out with this girl from Bulgaria, and I don't know if we ever talked about this, but in order to indicate no, they nod their head. And yes is shaking your head.
Oh, no.
It's one of the only few, I think it's the only country where that actually happens.
So in this case, no does mean yes.
No.
Thanks, but Harvey Weinstein.
Yes. Actually, I'm shaking my head.
See, now, if Harvey Weinstein only dated Bulgarian girls, he'd have a case.
Yeah, then he'd be fine. Okay, so actually what I wanted to talk about is I needed your advice a little bit because there's this thing online that I want to buy, but it's about $200, and I have no intention of spending $200 on it. And so I'm doing the internet search for coupon codes. And you search for the product, and then you search for the coupon code. Mm-hmm. And so often, these coupon codes are expired. They seldom actually work, but I have been Googling for probably 30 minutes trying to find a coupon code. What is the law of diminishing returns at that point? How long will you waste on something that is not working?
Do you want the Brody answer? Or do you want the comedy?
I want the I want to know from each. Like, I want you, like Nate. Like Brody, I know you'll go. You'll drive out of state.
Yeah,
to
we
get
talked about
$5
this last
off.
Week. I spent 40 minutes at Bed Bath and Beyond trying to get a 20% off coupon to save like $4.
Right, but if you're like sitting and it's not going anywhere, will you sit for an hour and try to like? What is your time worth?
I would say probably about 15 minutes. I would spend legitimate spend time looking for an active code, and then the next step is leave it in my cart and don't purchase it. Because some online retailers, if you leave it in your cart and you've already entered your information, they'll say, hey, you left something in your cart. Here's 10% off to get you motivated to finish checkout.
Ooh, what a great
tactic. I had that once. I can't remember the website, but that might happen.
Oh,
so that's my next
point.
Step. And then after that, I just buy it.
Yeah. When it comes to the food delivery services, and which we are afforded that, and where I live, this area has like 5 different competing ones, they offer these 15% codes. So I will actively, and then some of them have different lists of restaurants that they deliver from. I will actively search the company that's giving me the 15% off that day and try and find something that fits the 15% off code. Because sometimes it's one, my favorite place is on this one service, but it's not on the one offering me the coupon.
Yeah.
I will eat something else and go to a different place just to just get that 15% off. And I will spend up to 45 minutes in finding a restaurant on that service that
for
works.
For 15%?
15%
off. That's like $3.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So yeah, at the end.
I've also like sat and just started typing in random words to see if those, because sometimes the coupon code is like summer fun. So then I could have thought of summer fun. So now I'm actually just typing in random words to see if they work.
Try new 20.
New 20.
You know what else works?
Is that a common one?
Similar to what Nate said about your cart, anything you look at on Amazon that you even think someday you might want, put it in your wish list. Because if you have the app, every day you get something that's on sale in your wish list.
Oh! That's fantastic.
They'll go, oh, those USB adapters yesterday, those that you were looking at, they're on sale now. Like, that's it. I don't pay full price on Amazon anymore.
Wait a second. They create a discount just because you have a wish list of that item?
Yeah. Because they know you want it, but they know you haven't bought it, and they think there must be a reason.
Whoa.
So they give you discounts. I've got like 40% off sometimes.
Oh!
Try this, okay?
You're welcome.
This isn't necessarily a coupon code, but take whatever the order part is or whatever the item number is. It's usually something like, I don't know, JQR4330. Pretty much everything you buy online has one of those item numbers.
Uh-huh.
And search for that. I was trying to buy a mirror off of House, which was like $147. I searched for that item number, found it on Walmart for $104.
Shut the hell up.
House is way overpriced. What you need to do is get a barcode scanner on your phone.
That's fantastic.
Wherever you are, you scan it. Like, I'll be walking through Target or Home Depot. I scan it, and it tells me where it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And the employees look at you like, oh, that fuck's got
a
barcode scanner. Yeah.
No, I do that all the time, too. Yep. It's smart shopping.
But House is great. You just can't buy from them.
Okay, so wait. Now my foreign friend just said, when I first moved here, I asked someone what "you better work" means. I'd like to hear your definition. What's your definition of "you better work"? W-E-R-K.
W-E-R-K is different than W-O-R-K.
Well, that's the you better work.
Yeah.
That means like whatever you want in life, you got to put effort into it. You got to work hard for it.
But it also means like show that off, girl.
Yeah. That's what that, when it's work.
Yeah. Work it.
Work it like W-E-R-K. Almost like twerk. Like twerk.
Ask your friend if she knows what jeet means.
I don't know what jeet
means. In New York, it's asking a friend if they ate yet.
Yeah, did you eat yet?
Jeet yet?
Jeet. J-E-E-T. Jeet yet?
Jeet yet?
So okay. work for it means whatever you need to do to get it done or to get that thing, get it. Do it.
See, I think it means more like sexual, like yeah. Work it, girl. Like, yeah, you look amazing. Like what our intern's doing right now. Yeah, like sort of dancing around. Like, yeah, girl, you look good.
Work it. There's also get ahead.
Get ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, Scary does that all the time.
Get ahead.
How do you spell that?
Get ahead.
I'm saying show dad off, girl. Use your natural feminine assets to
work it.
To
quote unquote.
This is all in a quote. To attract your preferred sexual partner. There, that's what I'm sending her.
Work.
Well, you made that as
well, I'm trying to define it for her.
But the lingo you used was no lingo at all.
I know, but I'm trying to like...
Yeah, the English language is not fun anymore based on that explanation.
That is what you want to do.
I.E.
Approach said person.
Use it in a sentence.
You just blew my mind with the Amazon wishlist thing.
It's the best. Yeah. Honestly,
how
at least...
How did you discover that?
I sense it.
Come on, it's
Brody. I have spidey sense.
His middle name deal.
I got the app because it makes things much easier to find and purchase. I have a wish list. That I keep things like I'll never find that again. Like when you search all day for that one cable, you're like, okay, I need to make sure I don't forget which cable it is. I put in a wish list.
Oh, I swear to God.
Then all of a sudden, I start getting alerts on my phone. Amazon update. One of your items in your wish list is on sale today.
If someone starts searching for Brody's Amazon wish list as listening to this right now, and Brody gets a ton of cables sent to his house because of this.
Hell yeah.
He would love that.
I will tell you, though, they only give you a number of hours. They'll tell you like you have 4 hours to take this discount. So there's pressure.
But so even if I want just like cotton balls, they'll tell me those cotton balls are on sale?
Yeah, it's not quite as exciting.
If you're waiting for a deal on cotton balls, you really need to reevaluate your bank
account. Bethany buys them by the pound.
I'm trying to be fiscally responsible. I go through a lot of cotton balls.
Don't ask.
What weighs more, a cotton ball, a pound of cotton balls, or a pound of bricks?
They both weigh a pound.
Very good.
Yeah, very good, Scary.
They're both the same, yeah.
Well done, yeah.
How many times were you asked that before you figured it out?
He answered very slowly, too.
And warily.
No, come on now. Yeah. I love brain teasers. Come on, hit me with some more.
What's your favorite brain teaser?
I don't have
one. I'll give you one.
Okay.
A doctor gives you 3 aspirin, tells you to take one every half hour. How long did they last you from the time you started taking the first one?
3 aspirin?
Yeah, half hour after you take each one every half hour.
An hour and a half.
Wrong. Anybody else?
I'm sorry. What was the?
Oh, an hour. An hour. It's got to be an hour.
2 hours.
No, an 1 hour.
It's 1 hour.
It's 1 hour because you take one right away.
Right. You don't wait a half hour to take the first one.
Right.
Take one at 5, one at 5:30, one at 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to Squiggly's Brain Teasers.
Scary. Take 2 apples from 3 apples. How many do you have?
2 apples.
Take 2 apples from 3 apples. How many do you have?
Well, you still
two apples.
Still have 3 because you took them.
No,
you take 2 apples from 3 apples.
Yeah, I have 2 apples because I took 2 apples.
That's correct. Everyone says one.
Everyone says one, right?
All right, so Scary. Yeah. You know, one-story pink house, there was one pink person, one pink cat, one pink fish, a pink computer, a pink chair, a pink table, a pink telephone, a pink shower, everything was pink. What color were the stairs?
Can I see that?
You'd have to say that again. You have to repeat that. I mean, the obvious answer that everyone's going to say is pink, but that's a trap.
Oh, I already got the answer.
It's a trap.
Go ahead.
Can I answer? Go ahead.
You have to say, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Say it again.
There are, in a one-story pink house.
There is no stairs. It's a one-story pink house.
Oh, it took you two times.
But you had it.
Could be steps out front, though. You never
the
know
the
porch.
The thing is, you never listen to the first line of what people say, so chances are you're going to fall.
Right, you're an asshole. Good point, Scary.
Great story.
Right. Okay, so Jack tells Jill, this isn't the $5 bill you left on the table. I found it between pages 15 and 16 of Harry Potter. Jill retorts, you're lying and I can prove it. How did Jill know?
Because 15 and 16 were the same piece of paper, back and front and back.
Mm-mm. Yes, yes. Because Harry Potter, like all other books, has odd-numbered pages on the right. Therefore, pages 15 and 16 are the front and back of a single page. Mm-hmm. Nothing could have been found between them.
Mm. All right, Scary, here's another one.
Why is this directed at me?
You said I love brain teasers.
I love brain teasers.
Am I supposed to be stupid?
I love brain teasers. All right, two spies walk up to a bar, and another spy wants to poison them both. So, they each get a glass. And one drinks it right away, and he's fine. The other one takes an hour to drink his, and then he dies. What's the difference? Why did the one die?
You got to repeat this again.
Two spies are about to be killed at a bar.
Yeah.
They each order a drink. The one spy drinks his immediately, and he's fine. The second spy takes forever. It takes an hour for him to drink his drink, and then he dies. Mm-hmm. How did he die?
I don't know.
Was there a third spy? The first time you told the story, there was a third spy.
I don't know. There's just the two spies at the bar. It's been a while since I remember this.
Okay, so.
I think you know the answer.
A gunshot wound to the chest?
That should be your answer for everything.
By the way, she's just end the podcast now.
He was poisoned.
He was poisoned.
How?
Why did one take
because
longer?
The first one put the poison in the second one's drink. That's why he drank and was fine.
No, it was the poison was in the ice, and the ice melted. Oh. That's why.
All right, Scary.
Leaving some stuff out of that equation.
I couldn't remember it. It's been like 20 years since I had that told.
Two mothers and two daughters went out to eat. Everyone ate one burger, yet only three burgers were eaten in all. How is this possible?
I got it.
Go.
Hold on. Let's not Scary.
But just say it's the one is that two fathers and two sons go fishing, and three fish are caught. Each one catches a fish.
I'm asking about burgers.
Yeah, I know, but it's the same riddle if you've heard that.
So say it again.
All right.
You should use Italian food because Scary is more.
Hey, two guys named Tom.
Two mothers and two daughters went out to eat, and everyone ate a pizza. Yet only three pizzas were eaten in all. How is this possible?
Bethany.
No, you got this.
I don't
you
have
got
this.
Think about it for a second. Let's talk this out.
I don't want to talk this out. I'm wasting the last 53 seconds of the podcast.
Think of it as a Venn diagram.
Come on, I got a doctor one. Hurry up, let's go.
They were a grandmother, mother, and a daughter.
The mother was both the daughter and the mother. Venn diagram.
Oh, okay.
All right, this doctor's in the operating room, and a kid comes in from the emergency room. He needs surgery terribly. And the doctor...
Terribly.
I need surgery!
Help me! I've got to die.
Okay, the doctor says, I can't operate on him. That's my son. And the kid says, but the doctor is not the kid's father. How do you explain that?
He's his brother.
No, you sexist jerk. It's his mom.
Yeah. His mom, dumbass.
Women can be doctors too, you pig.
You asshole.
He loves brain teasers.
But he doesn't like brain tweezers.
I see what you did there. You made me into a sexist.
You sexist jerk.
You set me up, you dick.
Ice cubes.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly, and you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate,
It'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.